Welcome to Bookshelf, bringing you stories of local literary luminaries and some great books to read. My name is Raina Menashe, and I'll be your host for this segment. Today I'm speaking with Del Hood, author of History in the Headlines, half a century of the most notable events in El Cajon Valley and surrounding areas, 1950 to 2000. My guest is also the former editor of the newspaper Daily Californian and a treasure trove of information on local history. He has written one previous book called The Triumph of Belva Jane, a memoir about his sister. Welcome, Del. It's a pleasure having you on Bookshelf.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's begin with your long career in journalism. How did working for 30 years on the Daily Californian open your eyes to the fascinating and diverse events in East County?
Well, we were a small newspaper, and I had a small staff, and we focused like a laser on community events. Anything that happened in our area, we tried to cover, and we just made that our main focus.
And how large did your staff grow over the years?
Well, in time, we had maybe a dozen reporters in the busy times, and I think that may have been in the 70s or 80s. And then as economic conditions got worse, we had to start laying off people, and by the time we closed up, there were probably half a dozen reporters still around. So it just ebbed and flowed.
Right. Well, in your book, you share so many stories. I think it's 1,700 stories and photographs that are behind the East County headlines. First of all, what was it like sorting through 50 years of information to find the stories you wanted to cover?
Well, it was a rather tedious project.
I bet.
I went to the Knox Hotel Museum, which had custody of the bound volumes. The bound volumes were in storage sheds. And so every Tuesday, I'd go down to the museum, and we'd get a certain number of bound volumes from the storage shed, and I'd go through those. It took about an hour to go through a month of newspapers.
Wow.
So it was just constantly repeating that process to get from 1950 to 1975.
And then you had more to go.
Yes. Then we switched to El Cajon Library and used microfiche.
Right. So out of all those stories, what is the one that stands out the most in your mind from the stories in your book?
I think one of the major one was the devastation caused by the wildfires in 1970. The wildfires in the mountains. Those drove, I think, 7,000 to 10,000 people out of their homes.
Really?
A lot of them lost their homes. I remember going downtown El Cajon on the evening that the fire started and seeing all this mass of humanity coming through the streets. You know, they were just in their ordinary clothes, and some of them were blackened from the smoke, and they were looking for shelter and, you know, safety. So I think that was probably the most impressive.
Yeah, that was before I lived here, and I remember the more recent wildfires. How did that one compare with the more recent ones that everyone
remembers?
Well,
the 1970 fire was the granddaddy of all the fires that we've had for a long time, because it was so devastating. So many people lost their homes.
Terrible. What was the most exciting or interesting story that you covered for the newspaper, whether it's in your book or not?
Oh, wow. I was not mainly a reporter. I was an editorial writer.
Or your staff covered.
Yeah. There were so many. I think probably the fires were the most interesting. And
yeah. Well, History in the Headlines is full of lots of snippets, historical snippets. For example, there's one snippet that says that in 1953, El Cajon's population was reported to have doubled in less than 2 years, from 5,418 to 11,000. So what does that tell us today about El Cajon? What kind of perspective does that kind of information give us?
Well, it tells us that the growth was very rapid, and with rapid growth, of course, comes all kinds of problems. You have to have more schools, more streets. You have to fix the drainage systems and have more fire suppression capability. And they dealt with that primarily by just passing bond issues to get the financial means of building schools, and the cities would do the drainage system work and do all that was necessary to make sure they had the superstructure that was needed to function.
So other than the challenge of population growing so quickly, what other major challenges have you seen over the years?
Just dealing with the growth was the main problem, main challenge. There were always a need for more schools and a need for community colleges. All kinds of things had to be done to accommodate the growth. It wasn't going to stop.
How about the landscape in East County? How has that changed over the years? The countryside, you know, the towns themselves.
Well, we used to have these little rural towns that were kind of small and hadn't changed for years and years. And a lot of them had to change as well. Santee particularly became very crowded, and they had to build subdivisions and roads and schools out there too. Lakeside, not so much. Lakeside has kind of retained its rural character to some extent. But they were all affected by the growth.
Right. And would you say that the relationships have been affected as well? Did people know one another when it was a small town?
Well, they probably knew each other better then than they do now.
Right.
Yeah. Larger populations tend to not be so close-knit.
Right. What's the thing you miss the most about working on that paper?
Well, the excitement of getting a scoop. We were a local newspaper. We focused like a laser on the community. And whenever we could get a news story that only we had, or at least we had first, that was a great day in the newsroom.
Can you remember any news scoop that you had that no one else had? Does any come to mind?
Well, I was covering the community college district, and there was a story developing that involved the student leadership absconding with funds from that had been collected from the students, and they went to Hollywood and partied, and spent a whole just gobs of money that the students had contributed. And I was fortunate enough to be able to scoop on that one. I went to a college board meeting. The union representative was there, but he left early. I knew this topic was coming up, so I stayed, and they gave me the whole story. So the next morning, I was able to write the story and have it on the front page as a lead story.
Was there follow-up? What happened to the people who went to Hollywood with this money?
Well, the ringleaders, or the guy that was in charge of the student government, he went to jail, and they got their penalties.
They got their comeuppance.
Yep.
What about crime in East County? How did that change over the years? Is there any story that comes to mind, or any trend that you noticed over the years?
Well, obviously a lot more of it.
Right, because more people.
Yeah, and probably more serious crimes have come along. Back in 1958, we had a murder in El Cajon in which a 16-year-old kid killed the family, the mother and four of her children, who had given him refuge for almost a month. And he was eventually caught and convicted and went to prison, but he only served 15 years of his term, and they let him outside, I guess because he was a model prisoner, and he walked away and has never been seen since. So there were several, multiple murders in which there were several victims.
So there's always been horrific crimes like murder. Would you say that that kind of crime has increased as well, but just because there are more people?
Yeah, well, we haven't had in recent years, I don't think we've had a murder spree like that, but we had four of them during the time covered by this book.
Okay, so we can kind of see it by reading your book, and perhaps we're going in a good direction, not having as many.
I hope so.
Yeah. Do you have any concerns for East County moving forward, having seen, lived all this history?
Well, there are still problems, of course. Getting enough money for everything that needs to be done is still a problem.
Right.
But they seem to be coping with it pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think see any major problems down the road.
What's an aspect of living in East County that you still love, that you still enjoy and admire?
Well, I like it because it's close to the mountains.
Yes.
And we can head out to Julian or someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pleasurable activity.
You can get to that rural area pretty quickly still.
Yes.
Yeah. One last question. Is there another book that you're writing now that you've written your second book? And what is it, and when can we expect to see it?
Well, I'm being lobbied by my wife and some of her friends to reprise the humor columns I did over I don't know how many years, focusing on family life and all the strange things that happen.
Really?
And I'm thinking about doing that, if I can get my grandchildren to illustrate the columns.
Mm-hmm.
One of the topics was why in a household that has four people are there 30 glasses in the sink at night?
Good question.
Just silly situations like that mm-hmm. are kind of humorous, and so I hope I can get that done.
Would you say that the topics of your the comedy, it's about family life, would you say that the types of things that you talked about were pretty stable through the years, or would you say that that's different now, too? I mean, have families changed much? Would humor be different now?
I don't think so. Some of the same things happen in my daughter's families that are humorous, too, so...
Yeah, those glasses are still in the sink.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what year it is. Okay, Del, our time is up, but thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
For more information on Del Hood and his work, please visit his Facebook page at facebook.com/del.hood author. Again, this is Raina Menashe, and you have been listening to East County Magazine's Bookshelf, bringing you stories of local literary luminaries, and some great books to read.